Mr. Director General of FAO, members of the High Table here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be with you today and also very pleased for the opportunity accorded me to share knowledge and ideas about how to deal with such a crucial and yet often sadly forgotten resource, that is the soil. You will recall that as chair of COAG, I presented to you in our report in which one of the key decisions we took in this council meeting is to adopt the report on world soils. I want to thank all of you for your support and approval of this very important part of the COAG report. For people with an agricultural background or with direct responsibilities in the agricultural sector, like myself as Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security of Sierra Leone, it is quite normal to discuss about the huge importance that soils have for the production of food, fodder, wood, and other products and services, to express concern about the serious threats being put on soils nowadays in virtually every region of the world, and the need to provide the much-needed regulation of many critical environmental processes to address the situation. But for people less directly connected, the cause of healthy soils and the requirement to fight for them are not that self-evident. So we need to remind them that fertile soil is one of the most fundamental issues or assets for farmers, and that our daily food depends on how these farmers are able to manage this asset properly. But fertile soils are becoming increasingly scarce for different reasons, and this is of major concern to all of us as it affects the food security of current as well as future generations. Even when some type of decision taking is in place, we tend to believe that with fertilizers, we'll be able to keep our soils fertile forever. But this is not the case. I'll give you an example for Sierra Leone. We are faced with challenges of not only grossly inadequate supply and unaffordable cost of fertilizers, but we also have agroclimatic issues having to do with our very high and sometimes prolonged rainfalls that can be up to 8,000 millimeters of rain per year, which means we have the challenge of sustaining or maintaining even the fertilizers that we apply under the circumstance. I'm very glad to be able today to celebrate the first UN World Soil Day and the launch of the International Year of Soils today with you. As member of this organization, we fully support the proposal to establish formally World Soil Day on every 5th December, starting from 2015 as the International Year of Soils. Regrettably, awareness about the key contributions of healthy soils has been in short supply, not only among the general public, but decision makers like ourselves as well. We do expect these platforms will fill this gap in consciousness. The end result should be firm actions at all levels to boost healthy soils for producing more and better food for all. As you all know, soil fertility in Africa is a major issue, and our governments have agreed in 2006 through the Abuja Declaration to boost fertile soils. We are doing our best to do so, but we need support and effective action in moving from pure reliance on fertilizers towards integrated sustainable soil management. In that context, we would like to explore how to move towards a revised declaration. I really welcome the coming into being of the Global Soil Partnership, thanks to FAO's good auspices, as this is a mechanism that can help us move forward in the battle for fertile soils. Indeed, I'm very grateful to FAO, as through the Global Soil Partnership, a program on capacity development on digital soil mapping is taking place. The development of capacities on soils should be our main action. Let me conclude, Mr. Chair, by stressing again that today we have another opportunity to raise our voice on the importance of soils and remind the global community to commit firm action towards soil conservation, sustainable management, and restoration or rehabilitation wherever needed. Once more, I thank you very much, and a happy World Soil Day to all of us and beyond. Thank you.
Un saludo cordial de parte de nuestro hermano presidente Juan Evo Morales Ayma del Estado Plurinacional de Bolivia, al señor primeramente Graciano da Silva y a todos los presentes. Estoy muy sorprendido. Desde esta mañana estamos visitando la ciudad de Roma. Hemos ido a visitar algunos viñedos porque el Estado de Bolivia también está queriendo emprender en el tema del vino. Desde esta mañana, desde las 6 de la mañana, hemos salido al campo y estamos llegando acá para poder un poco explicar el tema que me ha correspondido. En Bolivia, lo primero que hemos hecho es sanear nuestras tierras. Sanear nuestras tierras en más o menos 106 millones de hectáreas que tiene Bolivia en el tema de la agricultura. Estamos más o menos por 71 millones, donde hemos identificado pequeñas tierras, medianas y a los empresarios. Hemos digitalizado, estamos digitalizando todo lo que nos corresponde en nuestro país. Asimismo, estamos trabajando con el tema de la distribución de tierras en favor de las personas que no cuentan con tierras. Asimismo, estamos trabajando con la normativa con relación a los suelos. Estamos viendo con este tema del cambio climático mucha degradación de las tierras. Sin embargo, con ayuda de algunos otros países, estamos coordinando para poder mejorar en el tema de nuestros suelos. Con la República de Argentina tenemos varios convenios donde nosotros como bolivianos estamos prácticamente demostrando nuestras experiencias en el tema de saneamiento de tierras. Y Argentina nos está enseñando en el tema de la normativa del suelo, cómo podemos mejorar y de esta forma cómo podemos producir más para el vivir bien. Bueno, tengo poco tiempo, sin embargo, quiero también explicar que allá en Bolivia hemos coordinado con nuestros empresarios, quienes producen para la exportación, y el año 2013 nos ha ayudado cuando se ha declarado el Año Internacional de la Quinoa. Ha servido mucho para el Estado boliviano porque eso ha levantado a nuestros agricultores. Ahora la quinoa es conocido a nivel mundial. Asimismo, queremos aprovechar el Año Internacional del Suelo, toda vez que Bolivia está ingresando ahora con nuevas normativas jurídicas para poder regular el uso y poder mejorar. En ese sentido, nuevamente agradecerles por la invitación. Estamos acá presentes en el Día Mundial del Suelo y el lanzamiento del Año Internacional. Muchísimas gracias.
Director General of FAO, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today in FAO headquarters to celebrate the World Soil Day and to launch the International Year of Soils 2015. My thanks go to FAO and Hungary for collaborating with Thailand in organizing this event. To mark the celebration of these two important awareness raising platforms and to express Thailand's continued active role in promoting sustainable management and conservation of soil resources, the government of Thailand decided to donate two soil monoliths to FAO. The monoliths represent two samples of soil collected from the fields in Thailand, suitable one and non-suitable one. The first monolith represents the soil of Thailand suitable for growing crops. The layer of soil is deep, the texture of soil is firm, and the structure of soil has the capacity to hold as well as drain water, to retain as well as supply nutrients for crops growth. These are the soil that provide fundamental environmental services in terms of water cycle and nutrient cycle, the soils whose fertilities we need to maintain and preserve. And the second monolith represents non-suitable soil that cannot be used for agricultural purposes, including shallow, rocky soil. These are the soils that we need to recover and sustainably manage for future generations. And Thailand has been working towards this goal. Ladies and gentlemen, today, on the 5th of December, Thailand also celebrates her National Day in honor of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the birthday anniversary. His Majesty the King has long been dedicating himself to sustainable development to raise the standard of living of Thai people. Most of the royally initiated project focuses on sustainable development and management of soil resources, aiming at simple and practical methods easy to apply by farmers. Today, 6 hours after this, at the first official World Soil Day celebration and the launch of the International Year of Soil at United Nations headquarters in New York, His Majesty the King will convey his message to United Nations. Her Royal Highness Princess Phachalakitty Yapa shall be present at the United Nations and deliver His Majesty the King's message on his behalf. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 days ago, on the 3rd of December in Bangkok, Thailand, the World Soil Day was also celebrated, and the International Year of Soil was also launched in parallel to the event we are celebrating today. So allow me to share with you 1 minute video clip to give you a glimpse of the Bangkok event. And thank you very much.
Dear Director General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great honor to be here celebrating together with you the World Soil Day. And also, let me convey the personal greetings of His Excellency Sándor Fazekas, Minister of Agriculture of Hungary. We highly appreciate the initiative of Thailand and the International Union of Soil Sciences to declare 2015 as the International Year of Soils and the important role of FAO in raising awareness globally. We think that it was high time to give greater attention to soil, this natural resource which is limited in quantity and highly sensitive in terms of quality. Soil is the essential element of agriculture, and it is our common responsibility of all users, including all kinds of farmers, to protect it. I wish to highlight that family farmers have an especially close relationship with soil, and they are playing a key role to preserve it for future generations. Hungary played an active role throughout the International Year of Family Farming, just finishing these days, most importantly with hosting the Global Forum and Expo in Budapest, which we organized jointly with FAO, happily receiving positive feedbacks. As a continuation, we are committed to contribute actively to the International Year of Soils as well by organizing national and international events. As a tangible proof of our commitment and as a mark of our cooperation, we offer this monolith to be unveiled soon as a symbolic gift to FAO. This monolith showcases a characteristic soil type of Hungary from the fertile land of the Great Hungarian Plain. We look forward to our future cooperation during the International Year of Soils in 2015. Last but not least, I also take this opportunity to invite you to the reception after this session, which we organized jointly with Thailand. The venue will be the lunch in front of the Iran Room. We would like to share with you some typical Thai and Hungarian specialties, which we hope you will enjoy. Thank you for your kind attention.
Dear participants, it is my honor to join you, albeit virtually, in the celebrations of the first official World Soil Day and in launching of the International Year of Soil. I would like to thank the Food and Agriculture Organization for organizing this celebration under the framework of the Global Soil Partnership, which the Commission strongly supports. 2015 will be a very important year for raising awareness on soil, with many events taking place all around the world. Together with our member states, we are actively engaged in the International Year of Soil, which we see as a great opportunity to mobilize efforts worldwide and to promote effective policies and actions that take care of soil. We want to show the world that healthy soil is indispensable for a healthy life. Soil provides us with food and biomass as well as raw materials and contributes to the regulation of water and carbon cycles. A healthy soil is a living soil. Soil biodiversity is essential. However, soil is a fragile resource. While it takes centuries for nature to form a mere centimeter of soil, human mismanagement can wash it away in just a few seasons. I myself come from a small Mediterranean island with very vulnerable soil. Malta has the highest population density in Europe and a very important tourism industry. As a former minister, I am very familiar with soil sealing problems and acutely aware of the difficulty, but also the necessity of having a good balance between the environmental, economic, and social dimensions. For this, actions are needed at several levels in parallel. At global level, the future sustainable development goals can bring us closer to a world where we don't degrade our land. At a European level, the soil thematic strategy has been guiding our action over the last 8 years. The European Commission remains fully committed in the context of the 7th EU Environment Action Programme adopted last year to ensure that soil is given the same level of protection as nature, air and water in Europe. Member States have also a clear role to play, in particular through an ambitious implementation of existing EU policies such as the Common Agricultural Policy or Cohesion Policy. But preserving healthy soil does not concern the public administration exclusively. It requires the commitment and support of farmers, industry, and civil society. Only if we work together will we be able to find comprehensive solutions and deliver real results for our soil and for our planet. I wish the celebrations every success. Thank you.